All right, Jeremy Bradley here. I have to, you know what, our time here in Mexico is almost coming to an end. You can hear the waterfall behind me. I'm at the fabulous Casa Cupola. If you have not heard of it, go to the website. I've actually got Dawn, who's my new mom, my mom away from mom back in Canada. Dawn, this is your place, and I have to say, remarkable. Up on the mountain, give me like three of the highlights of this place.
Well, Casa Cupola has a beautiful location because we are far enough away from the crazy action of the beach to be peaceful and quiet and have a wonderful ocean breeze, but we're close enough that you can walk 3-4 blocks and you're everywhere in town, and people like the seclusion, but they also like the proximity to all the action. It's a pretty magical setting because we have view of the ocean, and we're in the jungle and the hills, which is one of the best parts of Puerto Vallarta. It's very beautiful.
Yes, and you're saying you're very close to everything if you go the right way.
If you walk to the left instead of the right, yes.
Follow the map they give you, folks. Don't rely on your own really bad instincts because, yes, I took a wrong turn. But a very scenic route that I did take along the highway, looking down at the water. But, yeah, amazing place. Your famous cocktail parties Friday nights where everybody has a few drinks and then goes out for the night and the breakfast in the morning and brunch on Sundays.
Mm-hmm. Brunch is a big community event now.
The pools that are everywhere here. I mean, and this is also not just a typical hotel. It's not like the ones that you're going to see at the beach that are just like, you know, shoeboxes in a row of rooms. All of these rooms are unique, and you're going to see the pictures on our website. You've also got them on yours, but you can go to mexico.jbonair.com to check out those pictures. And we've got a link to Casa Cupola on there. The food, amazing. As you heard earlier in the show, I was doing a cooking lesson with Oscar upstairs in the restaurant. You can hear the waterfall, the water trickling behind me. I don't want to go home. I really don't. So you're going
to... We don't want you to go.
I know. So you're going to have to hire me. You're hiring, you said. Well, I can serve.
There's a pool boy job open for the high season. Yeah.
Well, remember when I did the boat cruise, I refused to take off my shirt. So I don't know how long I'd be staying, you know, employed at a...
Well, you could stay employed, but you wouldn't get really good tips with a shirt on.
Okay. Well, we'll have to...
It is the tropics.
I'm still shy. Everybody's making fun of the prudish Canadian kid. So again, Mexico.jb on air. Dawn, thank you so much for having us here. It's been an amazing time. Yes, we had dinner last night just before. At a big event, a birthday party that was here, and I gotta say, the food, Thousand Spice Chicken, that's what it's called, right?
Misnamed.
I mentioned that. I took it in the literal sense, and I thought, it's not spicy, though, that's
right,
the thing.
Right.
So,
just good but spices.
Yeah. Very good. It was excellent. So, again, the restaurant taste, the gym is Pump, and Casa Cupola is the hotel. Thank you.
Jeremy, the guest.
The guest. Maybe we'll have to put like a little plaque outside my room, right? So then when people come here, they'll know. We've got to go. We're going to wrap it up. CasaCupola.com. You can check out Mexico.jbonair.com for all the pictures of whale watching, ziplining, all the fun stuff that we did here. Let's get back to the music. I will talk to you all same time, same place next week. Bye-bye, everybody.